SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Old Harbor Primary School gets 10 new classrooms. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savalamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Westmoreland and surrounding areas can visit the Savalamar tax office on March 13 and 14 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations, or see the press for details.
Students and staff at Old Harbor Primary School now have access to 10 brand new classrooms, thanks to the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, under its Basic Needs Trust Fund. The project, undertaken at a cost of $83.1 million, was a joint effort of the community, which contributed $4 million in funds and labor, and JASIF, which contributed the remaining $79 million with funding from the Caribbean Development Bank. Acting Principal of Old Harbor Primary, George Good, says the need for additional space was brought to the attention of JASIF by members of the Old Harbor Community Development Committee, allowing the school to bring an end to a decades-old tradition.
For years, we have yearned to see the end of the shift system at the Old Harbor Primary School, especially knowing that the school has been on the shift system for over 40 years. Getting off the shift system was not possible, as our enrollment over the years would not allow us to. Here we are today, celebrating the construction which has enabled us to bring an end to the shift system.
In addition to the new classrooms, desks and chairs were also provided for the students and teachers, along with safety equipment. Meanwhile, Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, who was present for the opening of the block of classrooms, announced that 5 new high schools will be built across the island to get more schools off the shift system. The areas identified are Old Harbor and St. Catherine, Christiana Manchester, as well as St. Anne and St. James.
We have about 85 primary schools. We have right now about 166 high schools. So now that we have extended opportunities for everybody to be in high school, we don't have enough high schools, right? They're overpopulated. We need to build some more. And even if 5 is not adequate, but at least it will take pressure off.
The minister added that the government is working to ensure the new schools can be delivered over the next 5 years.
Of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
Goal 4, Outcome Number 13 of our National Development Plan, seeks to employ sustainable management and use of the environment and natural resources. Find out more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm. On our community notice board, the Norman Manley Law School Students Association will host an exposition and lecture celebrating the life of Norman Washington Manley on the University of the West Indies Mona campus. The expo will be on Wednesday, March 29, and the lecture on Thursday, March 30. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.